カモンアイパン。
この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は災害時の非常持ち出し品について英語でお伝えします。
This week's Common iPal is about emergency disaster kits. Do you know what an emergency disaster kit is?
An emergency disaster kit. That's a set of things that you prepare ahead of time in case you and your family have to escape from your house very quickly in the event of a disaster, right?
That's right. An emergency disaster kit should contain the bare minimum of necessities that you will need during and after an evacuation from your home in the event of a natural disaster like an earthquake or a tsunami.
What exactly should be included in the kit? I would think I should probably include my most valuable possessions, like my camera, guitar, and personal computer.
What? Do you think you'd be going on a picnic or something if there was a natural disaster? The stuff you put in the emergency disaster kit should only be the things that you and your family must have for your survival.
Ah, I see. You mean like water, food, and other necessities. But how long a period of time and what kind of situation should you be preparing for when you arrange the items in your kit?
That's a good question. You should have enough drinking water to last until essential utilities are restored, and you should have enough food to last until relief supplies are delivered. So they say you should prepare at least 3 days worth of emergency materials.
But a person generally needs about 3 liters of water a day to survive. So if you have a family of four, you're talking about preparing 36 liters of water. That weighs 10 kilograms.
You're absolutely right.That's why it's important to talk together as a family and figure out what's best to prepare and carry with you in an emergency. Then you should get that material all ready to be easily carried by preparing them in bags or backpacks. It's best if you have both hands available while you are evacuating too.
It would be a good idea to make a checklist of essential items while discussing this with your family too. Then you should place the kit in a safe place and check on it at least once every year.Batteries only have a limited lifespan, so you should be sure to keep an eye on the things that have been in your kit for a while and test them out every now and then. You have to be careful.
You noticed that too, I see. Just as it says in the Japanese saying, Sonae areba ure nashi. Well prepared means no worries in a time of need. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on June 6th.Sunday at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about installing smoke detectors in your home. This is Jeremy.
And this is Chris.
Signing off.